You're tuned to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt. This month, San Luis Obispo will host a housing summit featuring the state lawmaker behind a push to override local zoning laws and build high-density housing near centers of public transportation and jobs. And recently, San Luis Obispo County officials signed an agreement with Central Coast builders and nonprofits aimed at building a lot more affordable housing in the coming years. Yet, as KCBX's Greta Mart reports, the current push to build millions of new housing units in California is missing one key element.
What is not being talked about is how all this planned construction is actually going to happen when there currently aren't enough construction workers to build all those new housing units.
California will need at least 200,000 new housing construction workers to substantially address the affordability problem. And under status quo conditions, we're simply not going to wind up having those numbers of people.
Scott Littlehale is the author of a recent report called Rebuilding California, the Golden State's Housing Workforce Reckoning. The report was paid for by a nonprofit group that advocates for the construction industry and prevailing wages. That means wages that are negotiated by regulatory agencies and collective bargaining instead of having them determined by the free market and whomever will do the work for the lowest bid.
The data all pretty much agree that the residential sector of California's construction industry simply doesn't offer competitive compensation to attract the numbers of people that we need.
Andrew Hackelman is the executive director of the Home Builders Association of the Central Coast, and he says he agrees the state's construction workforce is already extremely strained. He wrote in an email to KCBX News that he has questions about the current push to build 3.5 million units over the next 4 years. He says our lack of construction trade workers is very serious. Hackelman adds that he doesn't know of a way to overcome that challenge. So who is going to build all this new housing? Don't look to migrant workers from south of the border, says Littlehale, like those the agricultural industry depends upon.
We should not expect there to be a surge in immigration of people without college degrees coming to fill these jobs. We're going to have to look domestically to develop a skilled, trained workforce through apprenticeship programs that already exist but that are underutilized, practically not utilized at all by the California housing industry.
Construction work is physically demanding and it can be dangerous, says Littlehale. Higher wages used to compensate for the on-the-job risks, but not anymore. Littlehale says the construction industry can't fix the lack of workers alone.
Because of the cutthroat competitive dynamics that bind subcontractors' hands and really prevents them from in a coordinated fashion, raising wages. I think it's going to require policymakers helping to provide a strong nudge to set standards that will be attractive, that will build a skilled workforce so that we can meet these housing supply challenges.
San Luis Obispo's housing summit is slated for March 22nd, but the current residential construction workforce is not among the scheduled topics. Littlehale says he hopes his research will bring the topic to the table. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.